Good morning. A warm front continues to press through central and northern New York and New England on its way into southern Canada today. Behind the front, increased moisture in the form of humidity and added warmth as well, with temperatures reaching on average into the middle 80s. Dew points will be in the lower to mid 60s, so a bit sticky and uncomfortable through the afternoon, with the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will swing through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast over the next 24 to 36 hours. Each of these disturbances will have the opportunity to act on that available warmth and moisture and create showers and thunderstorms. The best chance for this to occur will be when that energy interacts with a jet stream that is favorable for thunderstorms overnight tonight. Some of the storms during the overnight hours could be on the stronger side, with frequent lightning and heavy downpours, also perhaps some stronger wind gusts. Temperatures overnight tonight will be in the mid-60s, and it will be quite muggy. We'll start the process over again tomorrow with hazy sun mixed with some clouds and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as a cool front approaches from the north and west. Still, highs should reach well into the 80s with high humidity during the afternoon. After that front passes, we'll be left with a drier, somewhat cooler air mass for Thursday and Friday. We'll have mostly sunny skies, much lower humidity, more comfortable with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. As we head into the weekend, an overall northwest wind flow at jet stream level will keep temperatures from getting all that warm, although we will be into the middle and upper 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. Weak disturbances will pass through that flow, touching off a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly on Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds for both weekend days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms extending from eastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming through the northern plains, upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, and into central Pennsylvania and western New York. Easterly low-level winds across the Dakotas into far eastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming will advect moisture westward, with dew points in the upper 50s to lower 60s expected by late afternoon. This, combined with a cool pool of air aloft, will create moderate to strong instability. Effective shear of 40 to 60 knots will support supercells, with all severe hazards expected. Storms that can remain discrete will have the greatest potential to produce a tornado, while very large hail will be possible with the initial storms. Bowing line segments can be expected as well. Downstream, an extremely unstable air mass is expected to develop this afternoon across parts of the mid-Missouri and upper Mississippi valleys. Ascent associated with energy in eastern Colorado should support thunderstorm development by late afternoon across this region. Given the degree of instability and strong bulk shear, very large hail and a tornado or two will be possible with any of the initial discrete storms. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota at 9:01 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 66 degrees, the dew point 58, 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Shirley Basin, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 68, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.83 inches for the month and 16.39 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 57, the record high 94 set in 1994 and the record low 44 in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun, warm and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and warm and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun, clouds, humid, scattered showers and storms, mid-80s. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, lower humidity, upper 70s and lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, and highs over the weekend in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.